Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Go forth into to a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years and I'll restore health and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha ha ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you, mighty, mighty Lord. Mighty, mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. My brother, my sister, I got great news tonight that I know it will encourage you in the Lord tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. We serve a wonderful, merciful God who loves us very much. Hallelujah. Who knows everything about you and I. Everything that you and I are going through, he knows. He let me know this last night. He knows everything we're going through. I've been battling allergy. Yes, please keep me in prayer. I am praying also that I may be healed. And I know some of you are also going through seasonal allergy. Amen. And praise you, Lord. The Lord is a healer. He is the God that healeth thee. So we continue to pray. I told you, we all get sick. We all go through these things. But the Lord is our healer. The Lord is the God that heals us. By his stripe, by his wound, we are healed. Praise your Lord. We don't stop. Hallelujah. We continue to believe. We continue to proclaim, to declare our healing until we are totally healed. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen. Praise to God. I was thinking, would I be able to go on and share? I know I need to go on and share. I know this. Okay? Even asking the Lord. I know this is my responsibility to come and share what the Lord is sharing with us, my brother and sister, because, hallelujah, what he showed me last night is so encouraging. And seeing the Lord smiling as he showed me what he showed me. Praise the Lord. There was three things he showed me, which I'm going to share tonight. My brother and sister, specifically, I have said before that I'm not planning anymore to talk about the 3 days of darkness unless the Lord revealed me more, and he has. And so, hallelujah, I've been wanting to put away this topic, the 3 days of darkness. We are still talking about it. It's important because the prophet says, like Amos, he come, the Lord coming with darkness. There's a 3 days of darkness, and where the church is going to be changed, is going to be transformed. My brother, my sister. Amen. But last night was about the rapture. Rapture. I'm going to tell you what Jesus says to me. Praise you, Jesus. As I struggled in prayer last night, my brother and sister in the middle of the night, from hallelujah, hallelujah, I could not stay till 1 o'clock in prayer. Because I was struggling with a seasonal allergy and praying, but still pushing myself going forward, because we need to pray. Prayer is so important, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. We cannot stop praying. No matter how we feel, Even if we're sick, if our body's hurting, we need to pray, we need to pray, we need to pray. Prayer is so, so important. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen. Now, I'm going to start with Cain in Genesis 4:13. Okay? I should probably start with the rapture because that's what the first thing I got last night from the Lord. The rapture is the first thing he given me, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so I believe that is where we're going to start anyway. Okay? Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, Lord. Jesus, my brother and sister, is coming for us. And it is so close. It is so close because I asked the Lord last night. I was asking the Lord, Lord, hallelujah. Are we going to have to wait years, Lord? Is it this close, Lord? Hallelujah. We are so close to be going home. I'm going to share with you the word that Jesus uses to encourage me, and not only me, you and I that are waiting on the Lord, my brother and sister, because we are waiting on the Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. We're waiting on him. We're trusting him. We're not, hallelujah, putting our trust in anything else but Jesus. Okay? Those that are waiting on the Lord knows and understand. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, that our eyes are on the Lord. And that we want the Lord more than anything. More than anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise to God. Praise to Yeshua. Praise to Jehoshua. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Praise you, Lord. Matthew 25. Let me go into the parable of the virgin, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Because it says at the midnight hour, Matthew 25, 6, there was a cry, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Go ye out to meet him. Hallelujah. He was coming. And they were encouraged to go meet him, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. And shalom to those that are joining us in the chat room. Praise you, Lord. I really wanted to have more people to hear tonight's program because there was three things the Lord specifically showed me last night, this morning. Shalom, Sister Luna, that I know is going to encourage you in the Lord, my brother and my sister. It was a confirmation to what the Lord's been sharing with Sister Celestial, my brother and sister. Then the Bible said that all the virgins arose and trapped their lamp, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, stop there on verse 8, that the lamp was going out. My brother and sister, this is where people are desperate, and they're wondering if it's coming. And he is. He is. Last night, He brings me in, and I'm there with brothers and sisters, family. I first see family as I come into heaven. All praise be to the Lord. And we were hugging one another, my brother and sisters. And my bird that died over a month ago, that you hear in some of the video, you hear them singing, my cockatiel, two of them, Paquito, oh, my Lord, Paquito. It's one of them, and they were both there. It was blue and white, kind of yellowish, the one. And they were waiting for me in heaven. And, oh, Lord, was I happy to see them, my brother and sister. And my family was there, my daughter. And let me tell you, we were hugging one another, and there were brothers and sisters there. This was the rapture. This was the experience of the rapture. And I said, Lord, the rush is happening right now. This is the rapture, Lord. Because I was so excited. Hugging the family. We're finally here, Lord. We're finally here. I'm telling Jesus, who's standing there, greeting the people as they were coming in. My brother and sister, hugging my family, my children. It was so exciting seeing my bird. And the Lord wanted me to see the bird. He's standing in front of us with a beautiful smile, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're coming in. Praise the Lord. And then the Lord says to me, very soon. But he given me the experience of from here to there that it was like nothing in between. Nothing. Nothing. My brother and sister, the word is nothing. And don't miss Wednesday. Sister Carla was thinking to heaven the day before yesterday. She saw the clock. There was nothing. God showed Sister Carla the clock this week. Okay, I don't know if she's listening. I wanted to invite her, but I know she's busy and with the family, and she's coming on Wednesday night. But the Lord's giving her a revelation of the clock, and I'm asking the Lord, based on that true Lord, are we that close? And the Lord, my Lord, gives me this experience of the rapture. It was so real. So real. I said, the rapture's happening now. And the Lord standing there with a smile, welcoming everyone. People were walking after him to hug the Lord. I saw people stretching their arm over his shoulder, hugging him, my brother and sister, and loving him. He was loving everyone. He was welcoming people into heaven. They were hugging him. And he had his garment, beautiful Jesus, and people were coming in, my brother and sister. Oh, my Lord, my God, what a beautiful scene this was. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I said, Lord, we're finally here. I kept saying. But he was smiling, looking at me, and then he says, very soon, okay? Very soon. And I could see that there was no time in between. The way he did it was it's from here to there, it was just nothing, nothing, nothing. I was so excited. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Keep repenting, sister. Keep repenting, my brother. Keep confessing your sin. I was myself. Lord, I don't want to miss the rapture, please. You know, he promised me I will be going home. But, you know, I've been hearing people say, you got to check yourself every day. You cannot assume that you're fine because that could be pride, and we need to be careful with pride. So I am praying, I'm repenting, I'm confessing my sin, I'm checking if am I doing anything different, you know, what is it that I need to do more, and I'm in my life now, I'm checking, my brother and sister, and Lord, please, I want to go home in the rapture, I don't want to stay behind, please, Lord, I want to go home with my family. Praise you, Lord. And he gave me that experience. It was so real. It was so awesome to go through that experience, my brother and sister, in heaven and experience. And then brothers and sisters that came in the rapture, I saw them. And they looked at me. I didn't look no more than 20. They didn't look no more than 20 in age, my brother and sister. And we were hugging one another. And we looked at each other because your skin, your body will look like, even if you're, let's say, 18 or 19 right now, when you go home in the rapture, at 20, you look better than what you are now. Your skin will look better. You'll be skinny before the Lord. If you have extra pounds, immediately they're gone. And you're skinny. And if you're having any body issue, any walk issue, any leg issue, any problem right now, any sickness, okay? Because listen, we need to suffer to come into heaven. And whatever sickness, whatever you're going through, that like you're thinking, I'm so sick, Brother Elvie, I'm in pain, Brother Elvie. You know, God have allowed that into you because it's part of your suffering also. And we have to suffer. We have to go through these things before we enter the kingdom of God. And remember, until the last second, we're going to be tested by God. This is not, nobody can say, you know, I've already gone through all my testing. I don't need to go through more testing anymore. Hallelujah. No, my brother and sister. Okay? No. We need to be tested. And we're going to be tested until the last my brother and sister, second, that we are taking out of this body. Hallelujah. Now, as I'm seeing all this, I'm rejoicing, everything is so beautiful. I'm hugging everybody and looking what God has for us. I'm looking at my bird there, looking, they fly. They had like this stick in heaven where they were there. They were looking at me. They can recognize me, Paquita and Paco. Well, that's what the kid called them. And they were looking at me and like, oh, man, that's a bird. They're in heaven. And remember, in a lot of my videos, you hear them singing to God. Every time I was preaching, they will get loud. They will be singing to God, worshiping God. Praise you, Lord. And I love that so much. But to see them in heaven, my Lord, my God, he's so good. He's so merciful. The Lord's standing there looking at me with a smile. Like, and when I look at the Lord, I look at my burden like, oh, my Lord. He remembered that the kid, we love those birds so much. Well, they're in heaven, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God loves you. Jesus loves you. He gave his life for you. He wants to bring you to heaven. Okay? Don't stop repenting. Don't stop seeking God. Check yourself with God every day. And the way to do it is in repenting. Repent of your sin, even the unknown sin. Say, Lord, I don't remember all my sin, but I repent of them, Lord Jesus. Please forgive me, Lord. Please forgive me. Let them become under the cross, under the bloodshed on the cross, Lord Jesus. My sin, my trespasses, past, present, and future. Lord, I repent of them in Jesus' name. Please forgive me, Lord. Check with the Lord every day. Check your life with Jesus every day. Don't assume anything. Oh, you know, I've been a believer since I was little. No, don't assume anything, because any trespass, any sin is very dangerous. We need to check ourselves with the Lord. And that this is what I'm doing. I advise you to do the same thing. The Apostle Paul was not taking any chance. He knew he can be cut off at any moment if he were falling in sin. And so he always checked himself with God. And so we need to learn to do the same. My brother insisted. Now, listen to this now. Let's go into what God has shown Sister Celestia. Because I was listening to her, and I've been listening to her like for about 2 days now on the road, just playing her audio. She got so many audios, you need to go back and listen to them from earlier age, 2019, 2020, 2021. You may need to go back to them and listen to her audio. Jesus confirmed to me that his revelation to her, he's been giving her his revelation to her. So they are from Jesus, okay? You can check with the Lord also. And I tell you, they will bless you. They will bless your life. And so I've been listening, just listening, because there are things in those messages that sometimes if you're not paying attention, you can miss the information. And the information is a blessing. She's paying a high price for it. That's what people don't understand. We have to pay a high price for even preaching just the word, okay? My brother and sister, there are not a lot of people are willing to do so. Have obedient, fasting, prayer, okay? I tell you, my brother and sister, but you can check any other information with the Lord. Now, as the rapture was going on in heaven, I don't know, I believe it was the first year of the Great Tribulation on earth after the rapture has begun, after the rapture happened and the celebration was going on in heaven, the Lord bring me back to earth, okay? And when the Lord brings me back to earth, the demon that are locked out, the Nephthalian sons and daughters have been released upon the earth, okay? And I knew it was like the first year of the Great Tribulation. When I come back, this is the part where she is spot on. She's right on, Sister Celestia. Because these people on the earth, how we see these beings, they welcome them. They just welcome them. They were hugging them. These beings were promising people on the earth. I hear one of them speaking and say, we're making this earth a paradise. And Sister Celestia used one of her teaching this. And I heard this Nephthalian saying this to the population. We are making this earth a paradise. Forget about God and his kingdom, he was saying. We're making this earth a paradise. Because someone said, what about the kingdom of God? Oh, forget about God and his kingdom. We're making this earth a paradise. He says, stand back and watch. And he stretched his hand, and power was coming out of him. And he began to make the earth like a paradise. And he was making the grass greener, the tree greener. He was making the city beautiful. Remember the city that God chose, Sister Celestial? A more modern, advanced city. My brother and sister, he was doing this in second. And people were stunned. Oh, thank you, finally. This is what we were waiting for you for. We were waiting for you to come. We knew you were going to do this, people were saying. And I listened to them like, excuse me? And as they were making the earth beautiful, I said, enough with the lie. Okay, I was standing there. I said, enough with the lie. And when I said enough with the lie, this is a deceiving lie. How do I call it? This falseness, this lie, deceiving hologram that they just put on the earth, it shattered, it shook. When I said enough with the lie, this is not of God. So it's not from God. And it shattered like if when you speak to glass and it breaks. And it shattered somehow and it shook the whole hologram they have made. And the demon were angry. And they were saying to one another, we're going to stop this fellow. We're going to stop this fellow. He doesn't agree with us. He doesn't want to join us. He doesn't want to be part of us. We're stopping him. Okay? And they were gathering together, and I said, well, I'm out of here. But I was going to another part of the earth, my brother and sister, because I said enough, and people were in love with them. People were hugging them. And these are beings that are large. Some of them are very large, but some of them are 7.5 feet, 8 feet, 9 feet. And people were hugging them. People were welcoming them. They loved what they had to offer to them. They were very handsome. They're very handsome men and women. I mean handsome. Because they can turn themselves into an angel of light. The devil can turn themselves into an angel of light, the Bible says. My brother and sister. And people were saying how happy they were that they came. Now, I want to read this to you. My brother and sister, the word great is like the word large, or extensive, okay? In the Bible, when you look at the word great, when God uses the word great in the Bible, or when any prophet, any man of God uses the word great, it's because it's like exceedingly, it's more than what you can handle or deal with. In this case here, in Genesis 6:5, God saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every imagining thought of his heart was only evil. What these fallen ones have brought upon humanity, it was exceedingly. That's another word to describe the word great. It was more than what they know. It is more than what they have experienced in all their lives. Imagine making cities in second. We don't have the machine. We don't have that technology. We don't have that ability on the earth. And when they are released and they can do this in front of the multitude, people are loving them. Because now it's like you don't need to use machines. You don't need to use your hand. You don't need to do nothing. We're making all this for you to enjoy it. We're going to give you the most advanced city, the most advanced technology. Okay? You don't need to work for it. You don't need to go to work for 8 hours to have food. Look, we're going to make this field full of plantation, full of fruit, full of food, full of whatever you love to eat. All you have to do is go. Not even we can just bring it to you. We can move our finger and bring it to you by ton, okay? You don't have to do anything. You don't have to create warehouses. We can create storage for you if you want, and you have plenty of enough for just go get your food, okay? Okay, do what we want you to do. Submit to us, acknowledge us, and we'll give you everything you want. Revelation 34, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? And who is able to make war with the beast? You notice the type of worship they're giving the devil? They're giving the Antichrist? They're giving these fallen ones? They are worshiping them. They are welcoming them. This type of worship only belongs to God. It only belongs to the Creator. And they're giving it to the creation. Fallen ones. My brother and sister, what an abomination. And I could not stay shut there for hours listening to them and seeing what they were doing. Yes, they made the earth like a paradise. My brother and sister, they make the earth like a paradise with their fingers, just moving their fingers, with their ability, their power, their deceiving powers, because everything is like a hologram. And it's so easy for them to create all this grass, all this green tree, green grass, sunny day. They move their finger and they make the day sunny and beautiful right away. No cloud, clear. The clearer day that's already ever had, they just boom, move their finger and created it for people. And people were worshiping them. They were thanking them. Oh, thank you. Okay? And they told them to forget about God, that they were going to make this earth a paradise for them. I say, should be, they say. They're like, what is he talking about? Only God can give us paradise, can give us a glorified body, a place. Not them. Because everything they're giving people comes, okay? It comes with a price. And people will have to pay high price for it. So now going back to Genesis, what does Cain say? Type of the Great Tribulation. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is great that I can bear by them worshiping these demons, submitting their will to the will of these demons. Their punishment is greater than what they can bear. My brother and sister. Because you should only worship the Creator. You should only worship the Lord thy God. And holy him should be served. Ye serve, the Bible says. And when you turn to worship this creation, when you submit to this creation, the punishment is greater than what people can bear. My brother and sister. Cain went and got a wife from them, had children with them, have the evil wicked seed multiply, my brother and sister. God will not let this wickedness of Cain killing his brother, and his wickedness, his exceedingly wickedness, go unpunished, my brother and sister. So in Genesis 6, the same thing happens. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagining thoughts of their heart was only evil. So God now has to bring them great punishment because their great evil is exceedingly, which call now for great punishment, Genesis 7:11. And in the 600 years of Noah's life, on the second month of the 70th day of the month, the same day will all the fountain of the great be broken up, and the windows of heaven were open. Notice, gray fountain of the deep, gray judgment through water God is bringing. This great judgment to water is exceedingly great. It is more than what humanity can handle in any life on this earth. That's why God said to Noah that he was going to destroy all living on the earth. Because the plan that he has for judgment will be great, will be exceedingly more than what God knows of this creation can take. The same is coming in the Great Tribulation. It will be great, exceedingly judgment. Because what they did to the generations of Noah in law, I'm going to show you. Great, exceedingly judgment has to come from heaven to utterly destroy them. And they will not escape, the Bible says. It's impossible for them to escape because their wickedness, their evil is great exceedingly. My brother and sister, Genesis 6:18, I'm sorry. And the water prevailed, hallelujah, increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the water. You see? There was so much rain. There was so much water, my brother and sister. The scientists today, they've been studying this for so many years, and they cannot come to a conclusion. What type of judgment was this? Because the Bible is true. It covered the earth. God and Magog, one corner of the earth to another corner, one corner of the earth, east to south, east to west, north to south, completely covered the earth. There was no living that can escape this judgment, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. So that judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah, similar, Genesis 18:20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sins is very grievous. Notice the same word, great, God is using here. So in order for these fallen ones here, as they correct these two cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to be stopped utterly, to be destroyed utterly, God needs to bring a judgment to the four corner of this city, north to south, east to west, where they cannot escape and no human being or animal can escape, because as the human being was corrupted, so were the animals. Even the flying birds, they corrupted all flesh. And the
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the God Tiller 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today with the prophecy I received earlier today. Today is May 20th, 2022. So join me in the King James Version of Bible. I'm going to be in, well, I need some eyes to see here. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, let's start at verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. All right, that's all I'm doing. And I was hearing parts of this yesterday, so I knew I was going to get a prophecy. Now, I have another one. Actually, it came up in my memories from last year, and it's, I'm going to say kind of similar to this one. Okay, here we go. These are perilous times. Walk by faith, not by sight. Use your spiritual eyes and ears. Do not trust in deceptive words. Call on the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you and show you the truth. Use your discernment. Be alert to lying signs and wonders. Holy Spirit coming. The great deception and strong delusion has begun. The fallen angels walk among you, looking like men, speaking like men. Look at this, Holy Spirit on me. And they are not men. Okay, let me say that again. Looking like men, speaking like men, and they are not men. Now, I was getting things about this when I was hearing the prophecy, and the Lord was having me look at things. Okay, He's going to give them order. They are not men. They are the rich and powerful, gifted and talented. They worship another god, not I am. Their father is the devil. Many publicly speak of their allegiance to him. Turn away from them. I am coming for my children. I'm coming for my children. Many will be removed and missing. They will be with me. I am. The evil ones will use this event as an opportunity to further their evil agenda. Humble yourself, repent, and call on me now. I will hear you. Wow. Okay. This is the Holy Spirit. I mean, so whatever is going to happen, we all have a general idea what is going to take place. He's giving you a straight-up warning to not trust what you see with your eyes. Now, look at this Holy Spirit all over me. Here's what he had me look up. He had me look, and I looked up this another time. He had me look up holograms. They're able to, I guess with lasers, I don't know the whole entire deal about holograms, but they're able to generate what looks like actual people or things and stick them, I want to say, in the sky that you see it. So we don't know what we're going to be seeing here. And he's clearly saying, don't trust what you see with your natural eyes. Use your spiritual eyes and have discernment, because they're going to try to, make you believe something that isn't true. That's how it comes down to the end. You don't want to be caught in the deception. Now, this is the other part. I am coming for my children. Many will be removed and missing. They will be with me. I am. Now, the Lord says he went away to prepare a place for us in his Father's house, and then he's coming back to get us. Now, if you're reading your Bible, you know that is in the Bible. So, apparently, when this happens, there's going to be some major deception or delusion given, I'm going to say, to whoever is, get this, left behind. You don't want that to be you. You need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He says in here, humble yourselves and repent. Humble yourselves, repent, and call on me now. This is what you need to do right now. Humble yourselves, repent from sins, turn from sinful situations or situation you're in that may be sinful. Turn away from it. Don't do it again. And call on him. He's listening. I have one out there that says at some point he won't hear the people calling because they didn't believe in Jesus Christ. That is the bottom line. Clearly, we're at the end. This is it. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read about that in Book of Acts, Acts 2:38. Now, he's talking about having discernment, calling on the Holy Spirit. You need to do this. You can't get by in these perilous days, perilous times. Okay, now, here's what I was stuck on. More than one day, I was stuck on blind signs and wonders. And I was thinking, we know what the Bible says about them worshiping an image of the beast. We don't know what we're going to be seeing yet or if there's things already set up out there. So have a plan. Make sure your house is in order. Jesus Christ is on the top of the list. Turn from your sinful ways. I'm even going to say have an emergency plan in case something bad happens. You have to go quickly or leave your area quickly. Have an emergency plan. Have some. I was just looking at all of the headline news this morning about
Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your name. Can you hear me, brothers and sisters? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, clear. Thank you, Brother Albie. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, my brothers and sisters. May God bless you. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Two dreams that God gave us. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. We're getting closer, closer, closer every day. Hallelujah. To the rapture. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. A lot of us, brothers and sisters, are being tested. A lot of us, God is empowering our faith. God is good. God is good. God is good, and he loves and endures forever. And I praise the Lord. In our suffering, we praise God. I rejoice, hallelujah, in our suffering. We praise the living God. Hallelujah. Because suffering brings, hallelujah, endurance. And suffering brings faith. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. My brothers and sisters, a lot of things are happening. Praise your name. A lot of things, but hallelujah, let's pray because God is good. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's hour. May God bless you. Father God, hallelujah. I pray that you will send archangels to fight, hallelujah, to back me up. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name I pray. Holy Spirit, take charge of my protection. Holy Spirit, take charge of my whole family protection and everyone who's listening in the Lord's hour. Jesus, cover me with your holy and mighty blood and everything that belongs to me. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I cancel the enemy plans over my life, my family, and everyone who's listening in the Lord's hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're always good and you're good, Jesus. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I bind every evil spirit, every demon in the mighty name of Jesus. I break their powers by the blood of Jesus and send them all to the pit of hell from north, south, east, west, up and down. In the mighty name of Jesus, clear the air, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, because I know you're doing it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise your name, Yeshua. Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power all over this place. And I thank you, Holy Spirit. You're welcome here, Holy Spirit of God. Welcome, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit of God. And Jesus, I thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you. Praise your name, praise your name. I praise your name, I praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For then there will be great tribulations such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now. No, and never will be. Father God, I pray that you will give me words. Put a word, hallelujah, your word in my mouth, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, anoint me, Lord. Use me for your glory. All the glory and the praise to Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, ministry to your people tonight and touch them. I thank you, Holy Spirit, and Jesus, hallelujah.
At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince, who has charge of your people. At that time shall rise Michael, the great prince, who has charge of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered. But at that time, hallelujah, praise your name, Jesus. But at that time your people shall be delivered. The bride is going to be delivered. Everyone whose name shall be found written in the book, hallelujah. And immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon shall not give its light. And the stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Revelation 7:14, I said to him, sir, you know. And he said to me, there are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And if those days, says the word of God, had not been cut short, no human being will be saved. Can you imagine? If those days had not been cut short, no human being will be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the beast was giving a mouth, uttering haughty and blasphemous words, and it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. Revelation 13:5. Revelation 3:10, because you have kept my word about patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world to try those who dwell on the earth. Know therefore and understand that from that going out of the word to restore and build Jerusalem to the coming of the hallelujah of an anointed one, a prince, there should be 7 weeks. Then 62 weeks, it should be built again with squares and moat, but in a troubled time, Daniel 9:25. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. My daughter had a dream. She saw the red moon. Pay attention. She saw the moon and it was red. And after the moon was showing to her, she said, Mom, I heard screams so loud. I did not see anything because I was scared to see. She heard this loud noises of humans, like if they were, you know, that the noises, those screams were so loud. She said that it was so loud, Mom, that it sounded like a human sacrifice. And I said to her, what was going on? I did not want to see because it was too loud. Immediately when the moon turned red, she said that she heard those loud noises. And she just went in the, she stayed in the house with closed doors, windows. She did not want to see outside. She said, Mom, it was devastated and it was scared. People were screaming. They were screaming like if they were getting their arms and feet or legs amputated. I wonder what it was. I wonder what that was. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. It was chaos. Hallelujah. People were screaming, yes, brother, like the A Quiet Place movie. You know, I was watching, I watched that movie with, I was watching the movie with Denise because I wanted to show her that to survive in the tribulation, you have to be silent. Otherwise, they will come after you. Otherwise, the beast or whatever, there's going to be so many things. Because I remember when the Lord told me in my dream, and this was confirmed to me about what Brother Elby was saying, I think it was like about 2-3 months ago, that I heard a voice saying they're just not going to be only one type of a beast, but in so many different types or kinds. And I remember saying that to Sister Denise, and Sister Denise said, oh, sister, yeah, that's what, you know, Elvis me talking about a beast. I said, really? Because I didn't her Brother Elby message around that time or during that time. And when she told me that, I'm like, oh, wow. So that is a confirmation. And I heard that voice saying that. And yesterday, in the afternoon, my brothers and sisters, I fall asleep. I took a nap. And Father God, hallelujah, it spoke to me saying, Third World War is about to happen. Third World War is about to happen. You tell, and he mentioned my aunt, tell her to get ready with food and water. My brothers and sisters or friends that are listening, get water, get food. People that are awake, praise God if people are awake. Everyone who is watching, please, or listening, pay close attention. Hallelujah. We are in delicate times. The New World Order, Satan's systems, his system, how is it forming? The Antichrist government is so close. They are working 1,000 miles per hour. The new religion, everything is marching in an evil, perfect goal. Why people? Why? Because we are at the end times. We are so close. The King is coming back. Don't fall asleep. Do not be deceived. Pay attention to what is going to be. Pay attention to what I am going to be talking about. The New World Order has to take place in an emergency matter, and this is where we are now. What good news has this president brought to this country and everywhere around the world too, because everyone is corrupt? He has not fixed anything. Again, the food, the gas is going higher and higher every day. And you think it's going to get fixed? No. You think it's going to get this, that we're going to get this problem fixed? There is a real crisis. The government around the world, the elite is preparing the world for the Antichrist. Also with UFOs. What are these things? Where are they? Where are they from? And we all know who they are. Why now? It's increasing. This is increasing all these kind of things. Very simple. They are preparing the road for the biggest lie in history. The biggest deception, the biggest lie in history will be that they have disappeared. The UFO took them away. Everything that you have listened and seen, the Bible talks about that. There is a spiritual world that exists. And that spiritual world, the Bible calls it evil, that operates in the celestial regions. Listen well. Jesus said, watch that no one will trick you, that no one will deceive you. NASA is the largest studies and discover of life on other planets. These things are not just things that are showing or being seen just for nothing. They are announcing that they will soon present to the world some evidence of living beings from other planets. And there are many ways and which they want to do. But behind all this, there is a great deception. And they have found people. 24 theologies to study and see how to give the news to the world and religions. Deception is coming. The elite is preparing the human minds for a great presentation, using their science to do what they want. Very important that when Satan comes with all of his lies, make sure you have a strong faith. Hello, church. Make sure you have a strong faith to stay firm. Why choosing 24 theologians? Why now? To give news to the world that they have found life. Why now? Why now? Why now they feel to get together 24 theologians to give an answer to the world just in case they show life in other planets? Perfect excuse to give to the world. The elite ready to watch millions, their brain, just the same way they have done it with a pandemic and the vaccine. The trap is ahead of us. The great deception, they're trying to grab someone careless, cold, twisted. NASA breaking the news to the world. When Christ comes, the excuse will be taken away. Those 24 theologians are the ones who are going to brainwash the brain to the whole world. Beating very fast. Christ is coming. All these things will be. So people can stop believing in God. To stop believing in God. The Bible tells us, do not disturb your heart and don't be afraid. This is deception. This is an example, my brothers and sisters, that the Lord is close. This is a sign that the Lord is close to lifting his church. Don't get confused or start doubting. The army of hell works horrible. It's working horrible now on these days. Don't look left or right. You look ahead and look up to Christ. Worse days are coming. You have seen it. They are preparing a lie. A lie deception. A deception bomb. When they lose it, a lot of cold Christians will fall for this. They will fall for this lie. Only those that are firm with faith will not fall. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus is coming. And they know. They have ready. They got everything ready. They got their show ready. The lie, the deception. Whoa! Tremendous days that we're living now. Stay strong. Stay brave. And warriors in these evil days, may God help us. There are a lot of Christians that they have not matured yet. It's sad to say, but they will wake up when it's too late. We don't want this. We want you to escape from the wrath of God that will fall in this earth with the people that are going to be left behind. There's already food crisis. Biden said that there was going to be certain of food, remember? And I continue to say that. Food crisis. But the elite, it is getting people trained, brainwashed, entertained with TV, Hollywood stars, sports, to keep you from the rapture and the truth. People, be responsible. Get food for your family. The church should not fear, but to be responsible and aware. And obedience. The Lord, hallelujah, he was letting me know, and that was God the Father. Third World War is about to happen. Get food and water. Let her know to get food and water. For your family, for your friends, for your neighbors. God is in control. Time is running out. Jesus is coming. Don't give up. Pray for us, and we will pray for you. God is God of love, but also like consuming fire. Don't forget that. God's, hallelujah, judgment are coming. Yes, they're coming. To live in China, Africa, everywhere on earth, all Latin America, America, the world has no respect for God anymore. We live in this kind of world where there are blasphemies, people, immorals, and so much evil right now. God's judgment will fall to all of those that have given their back to God, those that have blasphemed God, those that have gone too far. God has allowed all of this to shake the church. Look at the church right now. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, look at the church condition right now. God has allowed all of this to happen so he can separate the righteousness and unrighteousness. The majority of Christians living in adultery and many other sins. The majority of Christians think that because they are called Christians, they have won heaven. Consider this. Putin says he is a Christian. And what is he doing? Killing people every day. And he says he is a Christian. The church, Russian Orthodox, they're supporting that. We are living difficult times. If you think that things are going to get better, I hope so, because God is in control. But the word of God tells us, many will come in my name claiming I am the Christ. That has come to pass. We will hear of wars and rumors of wars. That has come to pass. There will be famines. And that has come to pass. Rumors of wars. Famines, plagues, earthquakes, in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. All of this is increasing every day and has to come to pass. This is showing us the rapidly approaching coming of the Lord Jesus. All of these events are signs of the last days. The sign is rebuilding of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem and advances towards a one-world government. With these signs in mind, we can be wise and discern in regardation of the end times. God has given us enough information, my brothers and sisters, in the Bible, in prophecy, also through his people, his servants and prophets, that we can be prepared and have our house in order. And that is what we are called to be. Our hearts cried out, Lord Jesus. He who testifies to this thing says, surely coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. We are ambassadors of this earth. We are not of this world. We belong to Christ, our Lord. We are his forever. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Sodom and Gomorrah is his wall. This is how we are right now. The black darkness has covered this world now. Get his, hallelujah, the Lord is coming to get his people. Everything is getting ready. Praise your name, Jesus. God is so good. I praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Beautiful and adorned bride. He's taking home with him forever. Those that have loved the Lord in obedience, that have rejected this earth,
will see his face. He said, tell my people to spend time with me. Oh, the Lord told me, oh, how much I love them when they seek my face. Oh, how much I love that. Tell them that I am pleased and happy when they come to me. Don't get busy with this life. Don't get busy with things of this earth. Hallelujah. Don't get busy with things of this earth. Don't get entertained. Don't get entertained, because the devil is doing this. He's doing this to the people so they can miss the rapture. Be vigilant. Be vigilant. With my things, the Lord was letting me know. Keep watching. Don't lose focus. Work, entertaining, TV, sports, many other things of earth are a distraction to miss the rapture. Don't let Satan steal that from you. Don't let the enemy entertain you with many things. The Holy Spirit will guide you and prepare you. For me, was letting the Lord know to me. And for the events to come, ask him to help you and prepare you for my imminent coming. I will strengthen you. I will uplift you. My people are distracting of the things of this earth. Oh, if they will only know what is coming. If they will only know how imminent is my coming. They will be running and be prepared like the ants, the way how the ants do. Faith, have faith. Be prepared for the 3 days of darkness. That sound will take place. That sound will soon take place. Ask me to strengthen your faith. And it will be given to you. The Lord was letting me know. I was writing all of this. I was writing everything down. Ask me, and ask right. I will give you faith and strengthen you and obedience to you. If you have troubles disobeying God, he will give you obedience if you ask. Hallelujah. Canada, Europe, they have took the mask out. But what is next? They are releasing more virus to continue to scare people. What is the purpose? 100 million people can be affected in false time. One third, hear me. One third of the population of the USA. What does this mean? That they can close the country again? Hello? What are they planning? Because they have removed masks from the airports, from many places, restaurants, and many other places. What are they planning? They're trying to panic people again. Are they going to close the country again? And they're talking about famine, shortness of food. They're talking about that there is no fertilizers or wheat anymore, baby formula. Friends, brothers and sisters in Christ. Pay attention. These are end times, difficult times that we're living. The church has to be full and battery. Have to be prepared
battery charged or filled up, full with battery, battery charge with Jesus. We are talking about 100 million people that can be affected. That is the government information. I'm not talking about something that I have invented. I'm not getting this news from a magazine. This is what the government from America and the scientists are saying, that are working with Infection Central Control. Now listen, if there's going to be 100 million, 2.5 billion infected with a new variant, the church has to get ready. Recharge the batteries. We are living in a desperate day that we have to seek God with all of our heart. Difficult times are coming to the world. Prepare, because difficult times are here. It is time to seek God. Find God. This is serious. Now, they are saying that by fall, 100 millions will be affected. With what kind of plague? A new plague? A new variant? Another new variant? Another new wave variant? They have lived for the last, I mean, we have lived with so much going on for the last 2 years. And now we have lived for the last 2 years. It is that they just want us to be under government control. Drink some water. Remember that with the technology, with the technology and with everything that they have advanced, a new restrictions, maybe they want to keep us under a control. We have never been so close to Jesus' return. If you are listening anywhere in the world, the trumpet is about to sound. Listen, I have been saying, and we have been saying, yes, that Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, and it's imminent. Yes, it is true. California, New York, take a good look of human condition. The violence, which has happened to yesterday or 2 days ago, the craziness, the killing. Look what the politics of the world are doing to us. Look at Russia, three big countries, Russia, China, North Korea. These three countries are getting ready, prepare, and threatening the world with a nuclear bomb. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The world is in crisis. Crisis to another. Constantly in crisis, and this is tremendous. Who has not been affected from these things, from this plague, literally has had affected so many people. The world is in trouble. There's going to be more famine. The experts are saying, the businessmen are saying, the economy will collapse. The farmers are worried because they don't have fertilizer to plant. The food that we are consuming is from 2021 and 2020. People are eating from the past 2 years. The last couple months, they haven't been able to produce food to feed people in year 2023.
This is a tremendous crisis that we're seeing right now. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. 100 millions. 100 millions. You hear it easy, but it's huge. Exaggerate. Big. 1/3 of America population that the experts are saying that will suffer with famine and they can get infected the last days. The last days. Are you asking, is it true? But I have an encouraging word for you. For every single one of you, friends, brothers, sisters in Christ, that have trust the Lord, the God that we serve, the God that we serve knows, hallelujah, he has given us great promises. The God that protects, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. The angel of the Lord is near you. It's near to those that have fear, hallelujah, the Lord, hallelujah. No weapon or plague will touch you. God will protect us. God will protect you. He is our protector. What does Psalms 91 says? Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High, hallelujah, praise God, will rest in the shadow of the Almighty God. I will say it all. I will say it of the Lord. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fiery snare and from the deadly pestilence. Praise the living God. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Hallelujah. He is your refuge, your strength. He sustains you. He protects you. He takes care of you. Do you remember Job? God put a fence of protection to him. He will do the same in this period of time to you. He will be your provider. Hallelujah. The world is living in a panic time. There are many that are afraid because they don't know what the future will be. But those that have trust in God, the word of God says in Psalms 125, those who trust in the Lord are like the mount signs which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. God is great and powerful. His hallelujah, his presence, his power, his provision and protection are with us. Pray for people, though. Pray for people, for the souls. Pray for our families. Pray for pastors. Pray so they can preach the truth and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Let's pray it all together. If you are connected right now and listening to this message, it is not a coincidence. It is because God loves you. Time is running out and Jesus is coming back. 100 million people can be affected. Jesus' return is at hand. Birth pain are increasing every day. God loves you. Run to him. We don't know how long I will have the freedom to speak, to continue. We don't know how much longer we're going to have freedom. Jesus is coming. Don't get lost. Faith. Faith. Hallelujah. You have to pray for faith and fight the good fight. The fight with unity. Jesus is coming. Everything has been accomplished. Israel is the clock. Keep looking at Israel because Israel is the clock. There are many souls who are still lost. And we know that God is merciful. God does not want nobody to get lost, but to get saved and repent. You have to understand, hallelujah, that we are 8 billion people. And not all of them will make it. There's nothing anymore
famine, plagues, earthquakes, tornadoes, tsunamis, etc., 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 etc. And now we have something new called monkeypox. How do you like that? And that is everywhere now. It is dangerous. Another virus. What is happening? It first started, I believe, in Australia. Now it's in, I believe it's in New York. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Get ready. Get your house in order. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Hallelujah. Because the King is coming back. A lot of our families and a lot of our loved ones are going through tough times. As you have seen, I don't know if you have seen, my brother is in a coma. I put him there on Facebook. And I'm praying to God, working God in this one to raise him up, to save him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God gave us promises. If you believe in Jesus, you and your house will be saved. My mom prayed, and I remember my mom praying for all of us. She loved the Lord. She loved the Lord until her last breath. At her last breath, she saw angels coming to get her. And those prayers are going to be answered. Praise God. But his family is going through difficult times right now because he's in the hospital and they're spending a lot. But God, hallelujah, he always, my brothers and sisters, he always cares and takes care of us. And he protects us and he answers our prayers. Hallelujah. Because he cares. Because God cares. Pray for him. His name is George. And we got along with my brother very well. We were close. It hurts me to see him like that, but I'm waiting, and I am having faith, hallelujah, that God is going to, hallelujah, do a miracle. I'm asking God that he will raise him for a testimony, Praise your name, Jesus. And I'm hoping, I'm trusting the Lord with this one. And God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Yesterday, because he's been in a coma for 10 days, yesterday he opened his eyes a little bit. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He opened his eyes for a little bit, but he was too weak. The doctor says too weak. And he closed his eyes back. But that's improvement. That is very good news. He have gone 1-2 surgeries already. Surgery on his brain, and another surgery because they took the ventilator out, and now they're just trying, you know, to wake him up, and that is hallelujah. God is in control. I'm expecting it. I'm believing it. He's going to raise him up for testimony. But it's, you know, it's up to the Lord. The Lord is, he's the one who intercedes for us. Hallelujah. And God is in control. Keep us in prayer.
all the family right now is going through difficult times because of this, but we're trusting the Lord, and the Lord is giving us his strength. The Lord is giving us peace, and God is, hallelujah, is in control. My brothers and sisters, stay close to Jesus. Do not get deceived, because there's going to be a great deception coming. And you got to be strong. Be strong in your faith. Stay strong. Ask the Lord to give you strength, to empower your faith, and to give you strength. Because the enemy have done lie after lie since 2019. So many deceptions, so much lie. And a lot of people did fall for it. But those that were in a rock, that were not in sand, but they were in a rock, they didn't fall. And they will not fall, because their house is built, hallelujah, in a rock. It's not built in a sand. So you continue to stay, hallelujah, on that rock, trusting the Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Shells are getting empty. Buy food. Continue to buy. Continue to buy food and water. Hallelujah. Continue to buy food and water. My daughter, she saw the red moon. I don't remember if she saw the sky is red, but she told me she saw the red moon. And then after that moon was showing to her, she saw it with her eyes in a dream. Chaos, screaming, like people being tortured. People being tortured like a sacrificial thing. You know, they cried out and they're screaming like in a horror movie. I don't like, I've never liked to watch horror movies. But my brothers and sisters, she said it was scary. Mom, the sounds of the human, it was really scary. And what it bothers me, she said, is that they were torturing humans. That's what it bothers me, Mom. Because it doesn't bother me if I see a demon being killed or a demon being tortured, Mom. But it bothers me, and it hurt me so much when I see humans being tortured or human being hurt. You know what? Same thing happens to me, brothers and sisters. I can't take that. I can't take seeing humans being tortured. Oh, no. No. I cannot take that. I don't think any one of you will take that. I rejoice and I get happy, though, when I see demons being tortured. But no humans. My brothers and sisters, the Word of God tells us, for then there will be a great tribulation such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be. Can you imagine the things that are going to show, the things that are going to happen in the tribulation? I cannot even imagine. That's why the Word of God says, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, and never will be. Earth will never will go through that suffering again. We're going to have the millennium, and Jesus is going to rule. And I'm waiting for that, because the Lord, he knows best. And he's tired already of human ruling the earth, because what they have done through all these years is nothing but a problem and sin and chaos to this earth, to this beautiful earth that God has given us. At that time, at that time, says the word of God. Michael will arise. Imagine that. At that time, Michael, at that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people. Of your people. That's us, the people of God. And hallelujah. And there should be a time of trouble. That's where we are right now. Such as has never been since there was a nation till that time. And when the tribulation happens, oh boy, it's going to be 20 or 10, 20 times worse. But at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone whose name shall be found written in the book of life. Now listen to this. Immediately after the tribulation, immediately, we're talking an imminent, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened. The sun will be darkened. And the moon will not give his light. And the stars will fall from heaven. Think about that. My goodness. That's a lot. That's going to be, it's going to be such a great impact on earth. And the stars will fall from heaven. The stars, think about that. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens, the power of the heavens will be shaken. Wow. People are going to be horrified. And then on top of that, people are going to be converting themselves into, you know, beasts or, I don't know, some type of a, a beast, zombies, animals, you name it. So they're going to have that. And then earthquakes too, because it's going to be earthquakes too. And the sun will get darkened. The moon is not going to give his light anymore. And the stars will fall. I said to him, sir, you know. And he said to me, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes. People that are going to be left behind. They're going to be coming out of the tribulation. Those that did not put the mark of the beast. That's going to be hard. May the Lord have mercy. You pray that he'll get you ready. Pray that he'll take you out of here. Pray that you'll escape. That you'll escape from tribulation. Because it's going to be chaos, horrifying. And those that make it from the tribulation, they're going to be, their robes are going to be washed. The word of God tells us in Revelation 7:14, these are the ones out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And the tribulation is so close. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Remember, while people are saying there is peace and security, that was the other dream that Olivia had. Remember last time I shared that? Then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon the pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Oh, boy, when you hear that, peace and security, peace and security. Just refuge yourself with the Lord. and stay in repentance every day so you will not be caught or in sin or tempted. Pray it at all times to avoid that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when the rapture happens, two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Stay awake, pray, be vigilant. Be vigilant, knowing what is happening. Be vigilant and praying. Therefore, I will make the heavens tremble, and the earth will be shaken out of its place. Ooh. The earth will be shaken out of its place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, in the day of his fear anger. May the Lord have mercy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm hearing an echo. Do you hear me well, my brothers and sisters? I was hearing an echo. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Okay, it's clear. Thank you. My brothers and sisters, therefore, I will make the heavens tremble, Isaiah 13:13. And listen, I will make the heavens tremble. I will make the heavens tremble. We're talking, this is going to be powerful. This is going to be big. And the earth will be shaking out of its place. So this earth is going to be shaking. And the tribulation is going to be shaking to the point that it's going to be out of its place. Ooh, my goodness, I can only imagine. You got to get out of here. You got to run. I'm serious. Go to the Lord. Friends that are listening, this is time to, you still got time, escape. Escape from what is coming. Because the wrath of the Lord of hosts is the word of God. In that day of his fierce anger, he's going to be really angry. The wrath of God is going to be poured on earth on the tribulation. It's going to be tremendous. The tombs also are going to be open, and many bodies of the saints who have fallen asleep were raised. When the rapture happens, it's going to be, oh my goodness, it's going to be powerful, my brothers and sisters. Think about these things. Just think about it. The tombs, they're going to be open. They're going to open. And the body of the saints who have fallen asleep, they're going to rise up. Think about how powerful. You don't want to miss the rapture. No wonder why people are going to be pulling their hair and crunching their teeth, grinding their teeth so hard. Because when they see that, they're going to say, oh, my goodness, I missed it. Why I didn't listen? Why I didn't obey? Why I didn't listen? Why did I put this? Why did I do this? Why did I put the vaccine? Why did I do this? Don't follow Satan's system. Don't do it. Don't do it. You stay strong, 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 strong. Stay strong as a rock. So when the waves go up and higher, it will not move you. Yeah, because your eyes will be focused on Jesus. That's how you have to be before the rapture happens. That's how you have to be. So when the rapture happens, you will be taken up. For these are days of, hallelujah, days of vision and days. These are vision and days right now. We got to stay. We got to watch. We have to stay on the watch. Vigilant, praying. The word of God is going to be fulfilled. It's going to accomplish, my brothers and sisters. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. It's the word of God in Matthew 24:34. The word of God is going to do what it says. Hallelujah. And he will send out his angels. It's gonna be like a movie. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call. A loud. It's gonna be loud. It's gonna be powerful, I'm telling you. And they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. From one end of heaven to the other. Stay ready. Don't miss the rapture. Don't miss the rapture because the devil is entertaining you with TV, with sports, with stars doing this and Hollywood promoting his evil agenda to get people entertained. Don't follow the crowd. Just those are nonsense. Don't focus on those things. You don't want to miss the rapture. The enemy is trying to do everything to distract people. And people, they don't realize it's very good to learn how to focus. Because if you lose your focus, he will continue to entertain you. You don't want to miss the rapture because he's putting many things to get you entertained. Don't be so occupied with job also. With your job, with your house. Don't get so much occupied. Dedicate time to the Lord. It is better to dedicate time to the Lord than being so busy. We all have things. We got to pay bills, got to pay the mortgage. We have to buy food. We got to buy groceries, right? We got to get our cars with gas. We have to clean the house. We have to cook. We got to leave, you know, get things like lunch ready for the next day. And then we have to go to work. And we work. Right? All day until we come back home. We come back home and then we cook again and then we clean here and we clean that. We got to pause that. I know that those are things that we need to do, my brothers and sisters, but don't get into so much. So busy your schedule that you don't even have time for the Lord. That is not good. The Lord was letting me know. I wrote it down. Let me go back. Let me go back here. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. I remember that when I was writing this down, tears were coming. They were coming down. I could not even write down well. So I know the page, the page doesn't look so good because I couldn't even write well. Let me see. It was letting me know, right, daughter, right. There will be famines. where rumors of wars and came to pass. There will be famines, plagues, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pain. All this is increasing every day. I wrote down so much, but I did read it to you that I don't know where it is, but the Lord was letting me know that His people were getting, they were getting occupied with things, so busy with things, and He doesn't want His people to get so busy and so occupied with the things of this earth, because they will miss the rapture. Hallelujah. Praise Your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Help us to stay ready, Lord. Help us, all of us, to stay ready. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Keep watching. Don't lose focus. Don't lose focus. Here it is. Oh, He said, how much I love them when they seek My face. How much I love My people when they seek My face. Tell them, right, daughter, right. I said, yes, Lord. Tell them that I am pleased and happy when they come to Me. Tears were coming down from my eyes when I was writing this down. It's all messy because I could not even write. Don't get busy with things of this earth giving you. Don't get busy with things of this earth giving you too much to be entertained, because the devil is doing this to you. So you can miss the rapture. Be vigilant. Be vigilant with My things, said the Lord. Keep watching. Don't lose focus. Don't lose focus with work and entertaining, such as TV, sports, and many other things of earth, are a distraction to miss the rapture. Don't let Satan entertain you with many things. The Holy Spirit will guide you and prepare you for Me and for the events to come. Ask Him to help you and prepare you for My imminent coming. And I will strengthen you and uplift you. My people are distracting of the things of this earth. Oh, if they will only know what is coming, if they will only know how imminent is My coming, they will run. They will be running and be prepared and have their house in order like ants. Faith. And have faith. Be prepared for the 3 days of darkness that soon will take place. Ask Me to strengthen your faith, and it will be given to you. Ask me, right? I will give you faith and strength and obedience as well. If you just only ask, but ask right. I had a dream to where I saw the red clouds I was telling people to get into their house. Yes, Brother Elvie. They refused to listen. Yes. It was confirmed, my brother, yesterday with my daughter. I asked her to come and share that dream, and she told me, my daughter is so shy, my brothers and sisters. When every time she comes, I have prayed to the Lord and asked her to do it, but sometimes, you know, she does it, and she just told me, just please let them know for me. And I'm like, come on, Olivita, please. Yes, clear, no echo. Okay. Just come and, you know, and share it. But just, she told me it was short. She told me it's a short dream, and just let them know. And I remember when it was in the morning. She woke up and she went straight downstairs because I started to get ready to go to work. And I have to leave the house like around 9 o'clock every day. And she gets downstairs like around 8:45. So she's, mom. She's telling me, mom, I had a really, wow, it was another dream. And I said, okay, tell me. She said, I saw the red moon. And as soon as I saw the red moon, oh boy, mom. It was so scary, mom. It was really loud. Like I heard noises. It was loud, mom. It was loud. I didn't want to tell you this in front of Denise, she said, because I didn't want her to get scared. And she waited until Denise was gone. I said, really? Yeah, it was very, very loud, mom. It sounded like immediately when the red moon, appeared, it sounded like a sacrificial humans. Like, you know, when they sacrifice humans, mom, and humans, you know, they cried out, like when they cried out with so much pain and suffering, that's what I heard, mom. And their voices were loud. And then I asked her, and I said, Olivia, when you heard that, what were you thinking? What were your thoughts? She said, I thought that that was just, you know, animals. I thought it was something, like something big eating humans. I don't know, mom. I just didn't want to see because it was horrifying. But I know it was something big, and I don't know if it was humans eating humans or animals eating humans. I have no idea, mom, but it was really vivid. Escape. Stay right with God. Obey God. Do it now when you're here. That we're still here, that the rapture, you know, haven't happened yet. I don't know. Only the Lord knows. Only Father God knows. Only Father God knows when the rapture is going to happen, my brothers and sisters. Only Father God knows. We don't know. That's why we have to stay ready every day. But not, you know, one thing is staying ready. Another thing is obeying God. Buy food, buy water, stay right, stay in obedience. You know, obey the word. Father God has spoke to me, and this is the third time the Father God speaks to me. Father God speaks to me, praise God. And when he speaks to me, I'm not sleeping. I'm like, I'm conscious. Yes, I'm sleeping, but I'm conscious of what is happening. And then his voice, hallelujah, it's so strange how this happens, but when he speaks to me, I am talking, and his voice comes out. And I'm like, oh, wow, because his voice is very powerful. You know, prepare with food and water. Tell her, one aunt, one of my aunts, to get food and water because she's not ready. Third World War is about to happen. He said about two or three times. Third World War is about to happen. I don't know, my brothers and sisters, when is that going to happen? I know that we're close because we're seeing right now where we're heading towards. My thinking is you're probably thinking that we're going to be out of here, okay, before that happens. I don't know if we're going to go through, you know, events before that, or if we're just going to go a little tiny bit. I have no idea. I don't know. But that's what I heard. And I wanted to wake up. I wanted to wake up because I wanted to call her right away and let her know. But he continued to speak to me. Stay ready. Rapture ready. Because the king is coming back. The king is coming back. Jesus is coming. Like I was saying, everything has been accomplished. And remember Israel. Israel is the clock. Escape from this. Escape. Be vigilant. Not all of the people are going to make it. What else can it be? There's nothing left. We're seeing shelves empty. Baby formula, food. I mean, plagues. And another one, the monkey pox. And then another one, earthquakes. You know, many, many things are, a lot of things are happening, have happened already. It is dangerous. And there's another one, hepatitis C. A lot of children right now from other countries have gotten hepatitis C. Hepatitis. Hepatitis. I don't know if it's B or C, but it's really bad. So I'm assuming it's hepatitis B or C because they're dying. The liver is getting inflamed. And they don't know why are they getting it, though, because, you know, hepatitis B or C, that's, you get that through blood. And now the children, you know, they're just dying from hepatitis. And they don't, and you know, they don't know where, how does that happen? How is that happening? Plagues. Do you see the monkeypox? That's a plague right there. That's horrible. And then, you know, they're just talking. They're talking about, you know, what is going to happen by fall. 100 million. 100 million, right? 1/3 of America population. The experts are saying that will suffer with famine. And they can get infected also. Don't know if it's going to be infected by, you know, monkey pox or hepatitis. I have no idea what, if that's going to be, or if there's going to be another virus. Who knows? 100 million. And then we're leaving. We're eating from the past 2 years. The food that we are consuming is from 2021, 2020. And we're just eating from the past 2 years. What is going to happen in June? What is going to happen in July, August, fall? You know, that's why we got to get ready. We got to be prepared. Get your house in order by get food, get water, get your things, get your stuff ready, get your family ready, because we're living in crazy times, my brothers and sisters. But what we have is when you trust in God, and you, hallelujah, and you are his son or daughter, God will protect us. Remember that. 1,000 might fall at your side and 10,000 on your right hand. I don't want to scare you. No, I just want you to be aware. And I want you to be responsible because you are the church. You have to be responsible for your family. You got to get things ready. You got to get things prepared. Because it's up to you. Don't cry later. Oh, Lord, but why is this happening to me? Oh, I just didn't have enough. Oh, please help me, Lord. I need supply. I need food. You know what they're saying? They're saying that there's going to be people, these people that are rich. You know, they're going to have a lot of money, but they won't be able to buy because there's not going to be food. You don't want to be in this situation. Obey, listen, and obey. Do it so you will not cry later. Or being in desperation, running to go to the store, grocery store, and find empty shelves. So this message is to aware you. This message is for you to be responsible. This message is for you to get your house in order. This message is for you to not, so you will not miss the rapture with entertainings, with a lot of things that are entertaining here on earth. Don't miss it. Spend time with the Lord. This message is for you to spend time with God, seek the Lord, ask, and ask right, he told me. Write it down, daughter, and let them know that they do need to ask me. Ask him to give you obedience and strength and faith. Spend time with the Lord. This is serious. It's happening before our eyes. It's happening, brothers and sisters. We're living in the last days. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for giving us the word of warning and also encouragement words. Father God, I pray that to help us to stay ready, rapture ready with you. I pray in Jesus' name that we will escape from tribulation. Help us all to stay ready, focus on you, and staying strong like a rock. Staying faithful to you until the last day of earth. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for what you're doing. To all those people that are in the hospital suffering, family members or friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, whoever is going through pain or trials or tests or sick, raise your hand and say, Lord, heal me. Heal me, Lord Jesus. I pour the blood of Jesus all over me. I want to escape from all these things. Write my name in the book of life. Forgive my sins since the day that I was born until now in the last second of the rapture. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Write my name in the book of life and forgive my sins, Lord. Help me escape from tribulation. Help me escape and guide me, Holy Spirit. And help me so. I love you, Lord. Help me to obey you. Hallelujah. Help me to stay strong. Help me, Lord Jesus, to fight the good fight and strengthen my faith. In Jesus' name, Father God, I pray. And heal our bodies. If you're sick, say, heal my body. I pour the blood of Jesus all over me. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Help us. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray. And keep looking up. Hallelujah. Because the King is coming back. The King is coming back. Things that have happened way so fast since 2019. And now we're going through different things. And what is going to happen in summer or fall or Christmas? What is going to be? Don't worry about it. Stay with the Lord. Stay strong with the Lord. Don't look left. Don't look right. Focus on Jesus. Focus. Remember Jesus when he was talking to Peter that he came out of the boat. He lost a little bit of a focus and he fell down. We don't want to have such a little faith. The Lord wants us to have a strong faith. Because, hallelujah, there's still more to come. And things are not getting easier. They're getting worse. But with the help of the Lord and with his protection, he will keep us. He's going to keep those that are his. He will protect us. He will take care of the church. These things are just, I'm just saying these things to aware you, for you to get be responsible and take action and obey the Lord. Obey, obey, obey. Be aware and to get your house in order. Amen. But God's protection is to those, hallelujah, that are to those that are his people, his church. He will protect us. So don't be afraid. He'll take care of us. But he wants us to obey him. Amen. Don't refuse to listen. Don't harden your heart. And when these things happen, my brothers and sisters, get into their house. Get into your house. Don't open the curtains. Don't open the windows. That's what my daughter did. She said she didn't even want to look. Remember what happened when Moses, remember the story of Moses? That they were closed doors and they were praying inside and they let the death pass by. And whoever disobeyed the Lord, they die. So don't disobey them. Don't be nosy. Don't peek. Praise God. May the Lord bless you, my brothers and sisters. May the Lord keep his face upon you and protect you, take care of you. Hallelujah. To bless you and give you his strength, give you his shalom, and give you his peace that only him can give that to his people. Amen. Stay rapture ready. Get your house in order and keep looking up because the King is coming back. Continue to pray for me and my family. Praise God. Because right now we're going through difficult times. My brother is in that situation. And if you, hallelujah, would like to donate that contribution, that fundraising that I'm making, that I'm doing there, is for them because they do have a lot of expenses right now. But pray. The most important thing is pray. If you don't have anything, don't worry about it because everyone right now is having some difficult times too. So good enough is with your prayers, my brothers and sisters. I love you. May God bless you. And may God keep you. Amen. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. Stay rapture ready, okay? God loves you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All the glory and the honor to you, my Lord.
Hi, everyone. Glory and the honor to you. Happy Shabbat. The Holy Spirit put in my heart today, and I would like to share to you guys about the parable of the 10 virgins. We probably don't realize that the 10 virgins were actually directed to the Christians, so there are 5 wise virgins, which are the ones that are always staying burning for the Lord by discerning, by spending time through discernment with the Lord. Every morning they search the Lord, and they always stay in prayer, and they're always staying burning for the Lord. And they totally devoted and obey every teaching for the Lord, and that's how they got the oil and received. So that's how they, through discernment, that's how they receive oil, and they can stay on fire, because you can imagine when you receive oil. And when the fire of God firing on you, and that's how you burn for the Lord. That's how the fire stay on fire. But those foolish ones, they were so tired in waiting because they have been waiting all of their life. They have been hearing all the preaching about this whole thing, about the second coming of Jesus and all the whole rapture thing. So they got tired, and especially when they got, usually when people... when they have trouble in their life, they start, you know, cursing God because they were expecting blessings in their life. But when things happen, bad things happen in their life, and they just, you know, they start blaming people. They start blaming the whole situation. That's how bitterness and brokenness stuck in their heart. And that's how they cannot be so close, and they cannot go deeper with the Lord because of the things, and that's how it's blocking them to go deeper with the Lord. You know, you can imagine if you have so many junk food in your body, you start having diseases, right? You start having this cholesterol in your body, you start having all this diabetes, things like that. The same things, if you have junks in your life, in your body, you cannot fully receive all the glory of God or the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Your spirit will not, is blocked from receiving all the blessings from the Lord. I'm sorry, it's been cut because, you know, IG story cannot go further. So anyway, talking about this junk food, you can imagine all the junks in your body. If you put all the junks into your body, it's not healthy. The same thing is not healthy for your spiritual life. Our body is divided into 3 things: body, soul, and spirit. So normally, people who are not spiritually united, they're spiritually dead, and they don't understand the whole meaning of life. And they cannot see what God has prepared for them. Today I cannot say further because I know how it feels. When you're spiritually dead, you cannot see further. Somehow your veils from hearing and seeing the truth. So today, the Holy Spirit leads me to this, and I know that God has a better plan for you guys, and He loves you so much. God loves you so much that He gave His begotten Son for us, you know. He paid our debt, our sin debt, on the cross for us, so that we can have eternal life with Him. Do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus did this for us? All it takes is to believe. He has been waiting right in front of your heart, the door of your heart, so that you will open that door and receive Him. You don't have to do anything. All you do is just open your heart. And trust me, after that, everything will be different. You will see things differently. You will totally devote your life to Him, and you just, you know, you have no more worry. You have no more fear. You submit your life to Jesus, and He will take care of everything. I am His living testimony to testify how God has been so, so good to me, to my children, to my family. Everyone that lives in my house are called my family. Even people around me are called family. They're all my brother and sister in Christ. And together we pray for one another, to encourage one another, to give them hope. Because right now, all of this in your life, around you. So I just wish that you guys won't be the foolish virgins. I hope that you will stay burning for the Lord and be the wise virgins. And trust me, you will see a whole different changes in your life. And I know I can't say much, but I can only pray for you guys. So Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to pray for anyone who feel called and feel the heavy burdens right now. And I pray to whomever that is thirsty for you and hungry for you, you will come to them and visit them and encounter them, just like you did to me. So Father God, I'll let you work in their life, and I'll let you change everything that is done. So Father God, thank you. Let the sick be healed. Let the one that is crying right now be comforted. I pray that you will touch their heart. You will heal every problem that they're having in the name of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus unto their life, that you will give a divine protection, divine healing, and divine restoration in their life in the name of Jesus. So thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give all the glory to you. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I bless you. I bless you, my brother and sister in Christ. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the God Killer 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. Yes, it's Sister Barbara back again. I got the prophecy I mentioned yesterday. Let's see what it's today. I think it's, look at this. This is getting close already. I think it's May 17th. Come on. Yes, May 17th, 2022. Join me in the King James Version Bible. I'm going to be in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Can you believe this? I love when the devil doesn't want me to put these up. Okay, so I got this. I was hearing this for days. I was hearing this phrase, where is your faith? I heard that over and over. So I got the whole thing first thing this morning. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? I know your burdens. I see your suffering. Many have turned their back on me because of this. I told you when I was with you, here's the Holy Spirit, I told you when I was with you, you would see trials and tribulation, and those who endured to the end would be saved. You have been refined and made ready. Press forward. You are at the end of the journey. I have walked with you the entire time. You have never been alone. You can see many have given up, but you persevered. You will be greatly rewarded for your sacrifice. I have the Holy Spirit everywhere. For your sacrifice and vigilance. I love my children. I love my children. Know now and understand the end of all things is at hand. Whoa. All right, how's that? I can just imagine what's going to be going on here. So clearly, again, we're at the end. This is it. He said it over and over and over. Right now, we're just waiting for events to unfold that are written in the Bible. And most of you guys, if you're reading your Bible or in a Bible study, you know what's coming up. So if you're not at that point yet, I suggest that you may read, the book of Revelation, the book of Matthew, and I'd even go with the book of Daniel to give you some background in there. You need to understand what's happening now. You see, all of the nations and everything are set up all over the world. Everybody is in readiness. I'm going to add this. Don't be left behind when things start happening. The Lord is coming back for his people. He says it in the Bible. He went away to prepare a place for us, and he is going to come and get us. This is not our home. Our home is in heaven. Look at the Holy Spirit all over me. We don't belong here. We're just passing through. That's all we're doing is passing through. So have yourself, make sure your house is in order. You need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And you need to repent from your sins, turn away from them. And the scripture says, and this is why I'm telling you to read the Bible, the Lord will forgive you and remember them no more. You need to repent and return to him. This is it, the bottom line, in pretty much every single one of our prophecy messages out there. I mean, I have like this feeling like, you know, like this is it. Time is up. Every day, when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I'm still here. Today could be your last day. What if it is your last day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the Lord? Are you ready to stand before him and answer to him? This is what you need. This is what I was worried about. Excuse me. I hope I didn't do or say anything wrong. Forgive me even if I don't remember. You need to repent daily. If today is your last breath and you die tonight, do you know where you're going? Do you have a plan for where you're going? This is why I'm telling you, get a Bible and read it. You need to know Jesus Christ. That should be at the top of the list of your plan. And then again, I said this how many times, because of all the things we're seeing going on, now we see this baby formula shortage. I mean, really? How could there be a shortage on baby formulas? I mean, it doesn't even make sense what's going on. Make sure you have supplies on hand. Think ahead. Think what may be short in the future. Have a plan and have some things on hand. I don't know what they're going to do here with the baby formula. Now, when I was a baby, imagine this. I was allergic to everything. I was allergic to milk. I mean, I was like, what? My mother's like, yes, you were always skinny and tiny and puny. You were allergic to milk. And can you imagine this? So have a plan. Have things on hand, things that possibly could be people will run out of, and the stores will be empty. Don't be caught off guard. This is what I'm telling you to do this again. What else did I want to mention here? Just again, I'm thanking everyone for all your encouraging comments under the videos. Thank you everyone that supports the ministry financially, especially during these hard times. Now we know things are tough and tight with the prices going up, so we really appreciate those that help us. thank you everyone for the translations under the videos in the other languages. thank you everyone that sends us things in the mail, cards, gifts, notes. I had how many different things come in the mail. Excuse me. I'm dying to go sit out on that balcony there, but I know the pollen is probably like an 11 on a 10 scale. So here's me looking out, thinking how beautiful it is. I saw all the ducks down there this morning. What a lovely view. Now, as far as YouTube goes, make sure you're subscribed and you hit the notification buttons, because, you know, we never know when we're going to get a prophecy. I usually know a few days ahead of time, and I start posting scriptures here and there, or if the Lord has me looking something up, I do that too. I put that up, whatever he's having me look up. Now, we know that the blood moon, the super moon, or whatever it is, the blood moon is going on. Now, these are the signs from the Lord. These are signs. He said, I will give you the sun, moon, and stars as signs. So things, we're in the season. We know that things are at the end. He says that. How did he put it here? Because I wasn't hearing this in when I was getting the prophecy. That made my tongue hang out when I got that last part. Da-da-da-da. We see all the trials and tribulation. We see people that are losing faith. That's why he keeps asking. So press forward and don't stop praying. Okay, where is it? Da-da-da-da. He's always been with us. No matter how bad you feel, he's with us always. And we know we're at the end. Understand, know and understand, the end of all things is at hand. The end of all things is at hand. Let your family know what's going on. I know they think you're crazy. I don't care. Tell them to get their house in order. You do it. And make sure you get a Bible and read it front to back. That is the main thing I'm suggesting. Okay, better get going or I won't upload. So God bless you all. We love all you guys. Thank you for everything you do. And Marisol, thank you for the beautiful Mother's Day card. I forgot to mention it twice now. And God bless you all. We love you guys. Like and follow us on the Facebook link. I put that under the video. Also, the Rumble. We have a Rumble account. I did upload those videos on there yesterday. That I think the ones I forgot. So have a blessed day and a safe day. And again, remember, Jesus Christ, he is on the top of your list. God bless.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me once again on my YouTube channel. Today is May the 16th of 2022. I'd like to share with you a word the Lord has given me this morning, and I hope it will encourage you on this day. For those of you who are new, thank you for joining me, and I hope this word will bless you as you listen. As with many of the words the Lord has given me, they refer to the return of the Lord and the steps of preparation for his return. And he has made us aware that his coming is soon. And so in the time of his coming, we can expect there will be changes in the earth. In the days we are living in, we do wonder, Lord, where are you? Why haven't you addressed the issues in the day we are living in? We want to see justice done and evil dealt with. We want to see the world we live in being a safe place, a place of security and protection. And yet we have experienced the opposite. But the Lord is speaking in this day to his people to encourage them that he is intervening in the world we live in today, that he is coming in power to make changes. This word today once again speaks of the Lord's plan to come and make the changes that we are crying out to him for. I hope this word blesses you today. This word is entitled, Your Enemies Are Being Judged. I'll begin reading this word with scripture. Deuteronomy 32, verse 35. Vengeance is mine, and recompense, for the time when their foot shall slip, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and their doom comes swiftly. This scripture speaks of a time when the Lord will come in his vengeance against the wicked. Deuteronomy 32, verse 43. Rejoice with him, O heavens, bow down to him, O gods, for he avenges the blood of his children and takes vengeance on his adversaries. He repays those who hate him and cleanses his people's land. This scripture, too, speaks of the Lord avenging his people and repaying those who hate him and cleansing the land. Psalm 98, verses 4 through 9. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. This scripture reference as well speaks of the Lord coming to bring his judgment upon the earth. And it encourages us as his people to rejoice in it, to break forth into praise, to sound the trumpet and the horn, making a joyful noise to the Lord for his righteous judgment that takes place. I'll begin reading this word. Times are changing, says the Lord. I am moving in an unprecedented way. My sound is going forth. The trumpets are blowing. The shofars are signaling the change, a change in environment. I am shifting things, shifting them off their foundations and taking the old down. Haven't I told you this is a new day and a new way that I am instituting? Those who thought they could never be moved out of position are finding that yes, they are being removed from places of leadership and influence. They believed they were infallible and secure, but I am removing their security. Soon they will be no more. I am shifting and dividing the righteous from the unjust. I am removing the offender and raising up those who will triumphantly take the land and establish righteousness in it. It is a new season, a season of change when all things will be shifted, for I am coming to take back what is mine, says the Lord. I am bringing my judgment upon the wicked, calling them out, exposing their wicked deeds and making a display of my justice going forth. Who would have thought that I would intervene in the affairs of men? Who knew that I am a jealous God and would come to avenge my elect? Who expected a holy God to come and establish holiness in the earth? This is the day when a cleansing will take place throughout the land, says the Lord, when governments of men will be trampled underfoot and the government of God established from sea to sea over the whole earth. It is the dawning of a new day, and a great awakening is taking place, says the Lord. Revival shall come to the land, as kingdoms of men are shaken, and a loosening from the old, and a freedom to enter the new takes place. Rejoice, my people, for today is the time of your release from oppressive slave masters. Come into your destiny as kings and priests, rulers and spokespersons. Declare my word and my goodness throughout the land. Raise up a sound of victory, for your enemies are being defeated and ground is being taken. Blow the trumpet, blow the shofar, blast forth the sound of my coming, says the Lord. This word encourages us that the Lord is on the move. He is telling us that the judgment of the unjust is taking place, that he's taking down the kingdoms of wicked men, that he is removing those in positions of authority, even in the governments of the land, and establishing his government in the earth. For those of us who may have doubted that the Lord would intervene, that he would come and bring judgment and justice in the land, we can be encouraged that this is a part of his plan to come and judge the nations. We are seeing chaos all around us, but in the chaos, God is working out his plan to expose wickedness in places of power and influence in preparation for the wicked to be removed. So in this shaking, the Lord is addressing the issues. Let's be encouraged that we will see change for good in our land, that we will see righteous government put in place, and the people of God rising up in their God-given authority to be kings and priests, to be rulers in the land. This is the inheritance of God's people. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord continue to lead you, to teach you, to open your understanding to what great things he has in store for you. We can all rejoice in our God who delivers his people and sets our feet upon a firm foundation in him. Be blessed on this day. We'll talk to you again the next time. Bye for now.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Godzilla 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today to share with you a prophecy I received probably, I'm going to say, around 6 o'clock this morning. I started hearing it. Today is May 10th, 2022. So join me in the King James Version Bible. I'm going to be in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 9, let's start at 13. So I might go do 13 and then maybe switch down to 28. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. Okay, that was 13. Let's do 28. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain. Look at the Holy Spirit. Look at my arm. And beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. All right, that's it. Okay, if you don't know that story, you better hop on that. Okay, so again, today's May 10th, 2022. I started hearing this a few days ago. I kept on hearing two phrases over and over. Now, it's in my phone, and it's kind of long, so I might have to scroll down to get the rest of it. I don't think I could read the last sentence on here. Okay, this is the Lord. I am ready to destroy this land, the blood-soaked land cries for justice. The hands that shed innocent blood will see judgment fall. In a flash comes destruction. All will see the great city destroyed. I have seen every abomination, murder, sacrifice to Baal, adultery, fornication, incest, theft, child abuse, child murder, child neglect, selling of children for personal gain. This is horrible. And he sees it. Selling of children for sexual perversions. Selling of children to pedophiles. I am ready to destroy this land. I have seen and heard everything. I have seen idol worship, worship of money, worship of self, greed and covetousness. You have been warned. Man's money will soon be worthless. His store of treasures will not spare him from the coming judgment. From the coming judgment pronounced over the nations. You continue to mock me. I am ready to destroy this land. As it was in Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, go to the next one, because I can't read the last line. As it was in Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be again. I will send my angels to the righteous few. Wow. We were tortured to death over this prophecy. This is what I said. You have no idea what went on here over the past few days. Clearly, this is it. He's speaking plainly now. He's going to repeat something he did before. That's why I told you to hop on Sodom and Gomorrah story if you're not familiar with it, and repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Our time is up here. I'm going to say we're on borrowed time at this point. Let's look at this again. This is like shocking and hair-raising. I'll tell you what I kept hearing over and over. I kept hearing over and over for, I'm going to say, 2 days, I am ready to destroy this land. Look at the Holy Spirit on me when I say that. That is bearing witness to the truth of his word. I am ready to destroy this land. Okay, what else was I hearing over and over? Okay, where is that? A flash. Okay. Here, this, then I kept hearing this over and over, starting first thing this morning when